Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook paging ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Letsini izwi. Bazalwane sikuyinkonzo enkulu kule weekend. Abanye seloku bekhonza kusukela ngolwesihlanu kuze kube ilolusuku sisharele nathi lawo mazwi okuphila. Ungathumela ngevoice note ku 0826572729. Kwamanje angidonse lam ivoice note ephuma ku Pastor Sean Sithlari sizwe ukuthi yena kulolusuku uNkulunkulu umphathiseni.
Mebahle nhlapho and your beautiful listeners, I greet you all in the mighty name of our Father. Greet you all in the mighty name of Lord of Salvation. I greet you all in the mighty name of Holy Spirit. Mama nhlapho, let me take this opportunity and wish you all Good Friday. It's in with the love of God and the protection of Holy Spirit. The Good Friday Easter, which is inspired by the living Holy Spirit. May it be part of your life. Mama nhlapho, ke rata fela ho atumela ho seng hona tsatsing lena ka mantsu ya tswang bukeng ya Luke 23 verse 45. Yema ka fumana from John 19 verse 30. Yemo nyena late o Matthew 27 verse 51. Mark 15:38. Letsohle di bua ka lesedi la bophelo le tliswang ke Modimo wa rona wa poloko. Yeshua Jesu Kriste mama nhlapho o shwile ka thabo ye kgolo. I believe he died huge peace because just so hoba what tsiba hoba when before a true halifatsing lena ha tata ho tloga Modimo a mo hela moya wa haye le sela na temple le ya hoa because now the veil he know uri sile with wisdom because he has moved the veil. He has uncovered, he has removed the darkness and the huge peace. And the truth is now before every man and every woman. Jesuwa tsiba hoba, the secrets are now revealed. We know the truth of the living, holy, mighty God. We know now, he know Jesus Christ, that when he's living now, when he's about to ascend, he knows what he left us with, the spirits of understanding. He has equipped us all with this armor, the spiritual armor, to break through, to overcome the situations, to overcome or to work on top of serpents and scorpions. Jesu wa tsiba hoba jwale re pulusitse the temple, the lesela la temple la tabuwa from top to bottom. Ho bulela ho the darkness, it has been removed. The wisdom is now with the people. The knowledge, the truth, the light, the life he has left behind. Jesu ulukuluhile wa tseba hoba o phetile morero o phetile ditsela tsohle o yentse tsohle tsa ntate a neng a mo remile tsona o di matse o tsohle. He knows who am. Now we know the truth. Jesu, mama nhlapo. Yes, God of salvation, mama nhlapo. Pele monna yenwa a nyoloha wa tseba hopa. He has left us with the bread of life. He has gave us the bread of life. He has taught us how to catch fishes, how to multiply fishes, how to multiply bread, how to feed the nation with the Holy Spirit of the Holy Mighty God, with the Holy Word of the Holy Mighty God, with the holiness of the holies. Jesu uswile empa katabo e kholo le khotso pelong ya hae, because o tabotse le sila la tempele, the way it has been removed. Now our eyes can see. Now we are spiritually equipped. We are spiritually armored with the armor of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly weapons. Devil, he is the liar. You are indeed in need. You are given the weapon which you are in need indeed of. Now, Mama Nhlapo, now a beautiful listeners at home, how you are passing in, go there knowing hope. You're not just going there as a culture of church. You are not just going there as a culture of the church. You are not just going there as a practice of a religion. But this time around, come knowing that the veil, it has been removed. The curtain of the church has been torn into two pieces now. Now, you don't need to stand behind any man. You don't have to stand behind any woman. Now, the power, the spiritual power, the spiritual armor is now given to you. You can now stand before the Holy Mighty God and with your voice, for you have been taught how to pray. Jesu, he made sure that before he moved away, this prayer, I truly believe in my spirit, deeply, he taught us this one. Because he knew that this one, it is the bread in higher places. He knows about this one. God knows it. Angels know it. So when you get there on the other side, you don't need to struggle, because you'll be equipped with the language that the heavens is singing when it's glorifying Almighty God. But above that all, when you're going to this Good Friday, the veil, it has been removed. It has been removed. Now you can see. Now you see. Now you know the truth. Now you're the children of the light. You live in the light. Let the living spirit of Almighty God take you and control you. Moves like it happens with Ezekiel, for in this book of Ezekiel 47 verse 5, when the waters took him to the other direction, when God gave him life, move the bitterness and give him only sweetness. Lewena, in this beautiful week, I'm talking about this coming Sunday. The veil, it has been removed. Lesela tempele, litabutswe. Now, you can no longer hide behind any man, behind any woman. You can face it by yourself, for you are spiritually fully equipped. Break. 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 The cloud of the darkness, for you are given the spiritual light, you are given the spiritual power, you are given the spiritual armor. Break the realm of the darkness and bring down the living spirit of the living holy mighty God and bring down the spirit of the living holy mighty Yeshua. Bring down the spirit of the living mighty God, for you are given the spiritual power. Jesu utlositse lesire mahlong a hao. Now you know the truth. You know the truth about that all. You know how to pray, for he has taught you how to pray. Not as a tradition, not as a norm, but this time around. Face it. Break the yoke. Break the cloud of the darkness and bring down the cloud of light, of life, of Holy Spirit. Bring Holy Spirit down into our families. Bring Holy Spirit down into our schools. Bring Holy Spirit down into our churches. Hallelujah. Let it be a different one. Let it be a different one. In the living mighty name of the Father, living mighty of Holy Spirit, in the living mighty of God of salvation, may the veil be removed and see the light in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen and amen and amen. I thank you, Mama Sapo. Have a blessed Easter and all the management of Radio Pulpit, in the name of the Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to bring down the light of life. For we are the children of the light. God bless you all. Amen and amen and amen.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.